Okay, Rabosa Gedvach, we are holding on. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Nun. We are holding at the bottom of Mem Tesmo Beis. We've been talking about doing Hatmana with the various items. One of the things we mentioned in the Mishnah on Mem Tesmo Aleph was Gizei Tzemer, with this wool that you've just sheared. The Mishnah had said that they were Muktza, that you can insulate with them Mibod Yom from Erev Shabbos, but Be'im Metaltin Lelosam, you're not allowed to move them because really they're for weaving. You're going to use them and kind of use them afterwards to make clothing. People are concerned that they may get damaged, so they are Muktza. Once you do the Hatmana, so then you can't move them on Shabbos, right? The Hatmana has to be done before Shabbos. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Lo Shono Ela Shalot Taman Behem. Right, when we said that you cannot move them, right, that this wool is not allowed to move them, that's if you didn't actually use them for atmana. Aval taman behem, but if you did use them for atmana, then metaltel osan, then you are allowed to move them. Right, it's a very different understanding which we had in the Mishnah. Right, we assume that the way I just explained that the wool itself is muktza even after you've used them. Rabbi says, no, what are you talking about? Once you designate them for use on Shabbos, so they're no longer muktzah, and therefore, if you use them for atzmana, then they're muktzah to use. So, Eisveya hu merabanan bar yomei l'rava. Fascinating. Rashi says, what does it mean? Hahu merabanan bar yomei. One of the rabbis for a day. What does that mean? Rashi says, oso hayom ba lebeis midrasho tchila. That was the first time he came to the beis midrash. Unbelievable. You see that people who just start learning can even ask questions on Rava. Right, unbelievable. So this tzaddik who came to the Beis Medrash, it's his first day in Shir, he asked the following question to Rava. One second, the Mishnah says Tomdim Begizei Tzemer Ve'im Etaltel Losam. The Mishnah said that you can do Atmana with this wool, but you can't move it. Ketzad Hu Osa. What do you do? No Telos Akisui Ve'im No Flos. Right, what the Mishnah had said, if you remember, that you take the top off. And they fall by the wayside, right? You have to move them to kilachar yad. You have to be tilted them with a shinoi. So apparently, you see that they are muktzah even after you use them for hatmana. So elei it's marhachi emer. Rather, they said if Rava said anything, it was this. Meaning, Rava wasn't actually there. I mean, they were talking about Rava's shita in the Beis Medrash and the guy who came on the first day. So he asked this question. So they said if Rava had said something, he said this. Amar Rava lo shanu ela sholu yachtan latmana. That's only if you didn't designate them. You didn't do, they weren't miyachid them for use on Shabbos. Aval yachta latzmana metaltan osam. But if you did designate them for use, just using the wool for atmana stam once does not make them muktza. But if you designated them for use, Rashi says la'olam, forever. Right? You said this wool is going to be for atmana, so then they do not become muktzah. Itmar nami, or they lose their muktzah status. Itmar nami is also said, ki asa ravin, amar rav Yaakov, amar rasi, varshul, amar rebi, lo shanu, ela shol yachtan latmana, aval yachtan latmana, metaltan osan. Right, we've done the exact same thing. It was also said in the name of Rebbe that this is, in fact, the halacha. Ravina omer, Ravina says, no, that's not what it means. Right, forget, you don't need to change Rava's statement. Rava's right. Originally, what Rava said, right, that using them for atmana, not necessarily designating them for atmana forever, right, that makes them not muktza. So how do you learn our Mishnah? This is Bishel Heftek, Shanu. Because our Mishnah is talking about a Heftek. A Heftek is, Rashi says, Maracha Gedola Sha'orchin Moshivin Lektzasan L'schora. A big area, or a big room, that they gather stuff and they leave for schora, for business. Meaning they leave items there to sell, i.e. a warehouse, a storage house. Right? You're taking this wool that you're leaving in a storage house. Rashi writes, they use it for begadim, they use it for tzemer, they use it for chagavim, and basar malulach, meat, clothing, wool. Basically, this stuff is used for many different purposes, this room as it is. And therefore, you're taking the wool from there, so that's obviously for business, so you care, you don't want them to get damaged. So in that case, so you're not allowed to move them because we're concerned, just like we saw by the hides, right, by Corner One Amora. I think you could, you drop it on, you put it on the, you can't put the hides on the floor because people are going to get ruined, and that's the whole problem of an Uman's hides. But anyway, so basically, same idea, that this wool is going to be used for schora, and therefore they're muktzah even after you do hatmana with them. Tanya mihachi, we also learned in the Braisa. Same exact thing. Gizi tzemer shel heftek ein metaltan osan. Right, you're not allowed to move on Shabbos this tzemer that you've stored in a warehouse or a storage house. But if you did, if you were attacking them, if you, the Baal HaBayis said, I'm going to use them on Shabbos, so then you are. Okay. Tana, we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Bar Rechana kamei de Rav. Rabbi Bar Rechana taught the following in front of Rav. Charios shel dekel. That is branches of a dekel. Dekel is a palm tree. So you have branches of a palm tree. Should gudrun la'itzim, that you gather them together to be wood, i.e., obviously they are wood, right? I.e., to use as wood is used, i.e., firewood. So v'nimlach aleihem le'yeshiva, then you decided, you know what, I'm going to arrange them to sit, to, you know, apparently they're comfortable, you arrange them properly, nice to sit on. So tzorech l'kasher, you need to tie them up. Right? You can't just decide to sit on them, Erev Shabbos, you need to do some sort of maisa, you need to do some sort of action. As Rashi says, to prove shel yeshiva omdim, that this wood is designated for sitting. Right, Rav Shimon Galeir says, no, you don't have to actually do an action. You can just kind of think about it and decide that you want to sit on them. Who tani lo, who amar lo? Rabbi Bar Chana taught it, and he answered, and he said, the halacha. That if you have an item that would normally be muktzah, you don't have to do an action Erev Shabbos to show that you want to use it on Shabbos. You can merely decide that this is what you want to use them for on Shabbos, and then it's mutter, it does not become muktzah. Itmar, who said, Rav Amar Kosher. Rav says that you need to tie them together. Ushmuel Amar Kosher. Shmuel says you need to think about them, right? That's very Shimon Gamliel. Rav Asi Amar Yosher. Rav Asi says you even have to sit on it. Afal Shalu Kisher. Afal Shalu Kisher. And Rav Asi says, no, you can sit them on Erev Shabbos, and you don't need to tie, and you don't need to have intent at all. Right? You don't actually, right, as Rashi says, what is it, Rashi? Right? Rav Asi Amar Yoshev Aleim Mibod Yom, you have to sit on them on Friday. Afal Pi Shalo Chishev Aleim, L'yashiv L'machar, Goli Dainti L'yashiv Akane. You have to have previously sat on them, even though you didn't decide, you know, if you can sit on them on Friday to chill out. You don't have to really think about if you're going to sit on them on Shabbos. So that apparently, from that, you see that you are, that is enough to designate them for Shabbos. The Gemara says, Bishlam Rav Huda Amar Ketana Kama, V'Shmuel Nami Gamar Kama V'Shem Gamliel. Okay, so we have parallel shitas. Rav holds like the Tana Kama in the previous brisa, and Shmuel holds like V'Shem Gamliel, right, who we just said that the halacha is like him. Ela Ravasi the Amar Kaman. Who does Ravasi hold like? Right, he doesn't hold like either of them, the two opinions that we held in the last brisa. So who the Amar Kihai Tana? He holds like the following Tana, the Tanya, like within the brisa, Yotzin Bapkurin of Etzipa of Isman Shetzavon. This brisa is talking about a person who has a wound, someone who is hurt, someone has some sort of makah, you know, shavu shlema. What are you allowed to go out and wear in Rishus HaRabim on this makah? Right? Do you have a band-aid or you want to cover it up or whatever? So you're allowed to go out, and again, the Indian is, you're allowed to go out in clothing, but you're not allowed to walk out in Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim with something that's not clothing. Right? Because that's ready for tzar, you're taking something out with you. That's a whole discussion about a watch and jewelry, etc. But okay, not for now. So the Tanya learned in the Brisa, Yotzin bebikurin uvetzipa. You're allowed to go out with flax or wool on the wound. Apparently, that's considered that type of band-aid, those old school band-aids. But when is that? Bizman shetzavan b'shemen rekarchan b'meshicha. As long as you put them into oil and wrapped it around with a string, because the oil is so that it doesn't. You know, it will be smooth on the wound, and that shows that that's what you're doing it for. Because otherwise, without the oil, it's not smooth against the wound, and it's not an effective band-aid. And then it's like you're just carrying something random out with you, and then that's awesome. Lotzim b'shem v'lo karchan b'mashicha. If you didn't do that, so then in yotzim b'hem, you're not allowed to go out. Again, since they're not really effective as a band-aid. So therefore, it's like you're wearing or not wearing. You're just taking out a random item. But if you did go out with them for a little bit when it was still Friday, right? Before Shabbos, even if you didn't dip them in oil and wrap them around with a string, so then it is mutter to go outside. And that's exactly what Rav Asi said. As long as you used it in the manner in which you're going to use it on Shabbos, as long as you did that on Erev Shabbos, even without properly preparing the item, then it's, you know, you already have used it in that manner, and then that's considered you know, that item is considered designated for use on Shabbos because you already used it in the same manner in Erev Shabbos. Rashi says, Afan Nami Tanina, we also learned, Hakasha al Gabi Amita, if you have straw on a bed, right? Back in the day, they used to use their beds, their stuffing, they didn't have mattresses, so very often they would stuff bed with straw. But this is straw that's on a bed. Lo yinanu biyado, you're not allowed to move it. Aval menanu begufo, but you're allowed to move it with your body. Right? You can't use your hand to pick it up, but you can kind of like do it kilach hayad. But again, the straw is usually mukza, but you're allowed to kind of shift it off if you need to lie down on the bed. Aval b'mhayam macha behema, if the straw was going to be food for animals, oshaya lav kar osadim yibot yom, or if you had a sheet or a pillow on top of it, or I guess a pillow or a sheet, car is a pillow, sadin is a sheet, meaning the straw is going to be used as part of the bed to make it soft. So then, and the other, you're allowed to move it with your hand because already you have a use for it on Shabbos. So Shema Mina, right, we see that the item is useful on Shabbos. You're allowed to use the item if you have used it Erev Shabbos, but you haven't actually designated it for use on Shabbos. But right, again, if it was already being used for a different, you know, a different action, that's mutar on Shabbos. So you see that you don't even need to designate it. That's like Ravasi. Uman Tana de Poligala de Rishon Gamliel. Who argues on Rishon Gamliel? Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. Right, meaning who is the Tana Kama who said before that you have to tie it? So that's Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. The Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Ziri Amar Rabbi Chanina. Because they said in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Pam achas halach Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva lemakom echad. Once he went to a certain place, umatza chariel shal dekel shegardum l'shum eitzim, and he found this same idea. This what we just talked about. These branches from a palm tree shegardum l'shum eitzim. They were we said they're gathered for wood, for firewood. From Elohim, the Talmidim, he said to his students, to his Talmidim, Tzu v'chishvu k'dei sh'neshev alayim l'machar. Go out and have kavana to sit on them the next day. V'lo yadana, I beis ha-mishtah hava, I beis ha-evel hava. But Z'iri didn't know if that was because there was a beis ha-mishtah or there was a beis ha-evel. Right? Either there was a wedding or there was a rachman al-tzlan beis ha-evel. Meaning, that was dafka. Right, Rashi. If you look over, not Rashi, but look over Tosfos, Pirush, Imishum Beis Ovel Hitir, Omishum Beis Mishtah. Meaning that was a one-time heter. That what was Rabbi Chanina allowing his students to do, just to think, to be machshiv. Oh, we need this for sitting because right, they needed extra seats. I guess they didn't know if it was because of a Beis Mishtah, Beis Ovel, because people were busy. Oh, yeah, so that's the Gemara's next line. Sorry, Midgamer I Beis Mishtah Hava I Beis Ovel Hava. Right, from the fact that he mentioned that that's the reason why it was mutter, davka besa eva lo besa hamishta. That's only in a case where you have something like that going on. The 3D, because people are very busy, they don't have time, they're not available to tie the palm tree branches together. Abahacha, but in a regular case, kesher in lo kasher lo. If you did a maisa, so then they are not mukta, but if you didn't do a maisa, so then they are mukta. Okay, you see that there is some sort of heter, meaning that Rabbi Chanina held that you really have to tie them, but in Shasa Dechak, if you need more seating, if you don't have time, or whatever it is, you can be makshiv, you can intend to use it, and that is actually effective, be the evidence. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Machnez adam aloku paso afar v'ose bakol tzarko. A person can bring a bucket of dirt into his house and do whatever he wants with it. Rashi says, what would you do with a bucket of dirt? So the cover stuff. Lechasos bo satzoa v'rok. Right, if you would have to cover up some feces. Let's say you have a pet, or whatever, or some spit. Umara afer beis. Right, there were some things that you could use dirt for. Darsh marzutra mishmei de marzutra rabba. Right, marzutra explained in the name of marzutra rabba. I don't know if that was his father or a bigger or whatever, but he said it in his name. Hu sheyichad lo keren zolis. That's as long as you put it in a corner. As opposed to Rashi explains that if you just spread it all over the floor, but if you just put the dirt on the floor for people to step on, so that's considered part of the floor and it's not considered something you can use on Shabbos. Okay, so you have to put it says Marzutra Rabba, you have to put it in the corner to make sure people know that this is dirt that I'm going to use. Papa, come on, who's that like? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that say that you need. Just to be machshivit, right? To not do a maisa. Hey, what mice are you doing? Putting it in a corner is not a mice, right? Apparently, you see that all you need is to have machshava, intent, to use this on Shabbos, and it becomes not matza. The karabon and hamrim being a mice, because if this time, if Marzutra, Rabba, and Rav Yehuda were holding like the rabbanon, they would require some sort of act, some sort of maisa, to be done to the dirt. So I'm Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, "No, feel the tema rabbanon. This can even be according to the rabbanon because ad kan lo kamri rabbanon to be in maisa el the medida of the bara aveda be maisa. The only time you need a maisa is something that you can do a maisa to. What are you going to do to dirt? Dirt is dirt. You're going to put it in a bucket. You're going to move it or spread it around. Like, dirt is dirt. Dirt is not changed, right? When you tie the bundles of the branches together, so that's much easier to sit. You have a bunch of random branches lying all over. You tie them together and make them into a nice little area, so that's designated. That's a maisa where you're going to sit there. But if you put dirt in a bucket or dirt on the floor or you move dirt in a corner, that's not a maisa. That dirt is still dirt. Havomidi delobar aveda be maisa lo, but something that you can't do a maisa to, like dirt. So then the Chazal did not intend, or did not require you to make, to do a maisa. All intention is enough to have to use it on Shabbos to make it not muksa. Neimik Tanaim, maybe that's a machlokes Tanaim. Because we learned in a Raisa, yeah, but kol chofen is a kelim. You're allowed to polish kelim. I guess the polish is in a second. You're allowed to kind of scrub, I guess chofen is probably more scrub, kelim with anything. Chutz miklekesev begarton, begartikon. Right, Rashi explains. Came in offer shegala b'chavis shel yayin. Gartikon was something, some sort of dirt that you get from a barrel of wine. Okay, I don't know. Maybe the sediment, maybe the stuff that's left, the dregs on the bottom. Okay, right. Who ikar tikon klekesev, and that's how you fix klekesev. Right, that's how you would polish. Right, apparently you're allowed to. So what the Bryce says, you're allowed to clean kelim with anything. Except you're not allowed to polish this stuff with polish. You're not allowed to polish silver kalim with polish. Neser v'chol, mutter. Neser, I don't know what that is. And chol is sand. Right? I think I looked it up in the article. Neser, they translate it as neser, okay? Or neter, or whatever. But for, let's say, sand in this neter, so that it is mutter. Because Rashi writes, still lo gar lekesef, because that simply doesn't polish silver. Okay. But we had a second brisa. Right, again, we said that this is a machlokes tanaim. So one brisa says you are allowed to use this sand because it doesn't polish. Vatanya neser v'chol aser. But another brisa says that the sand and the neser are aser. So my love, akum lefugi. Isn't this a machlokes? What's the difference between the brisas? The marsav with the bina and maisa. Marsav with obina and maisa. Right. Apparently, we see that you need to do a maisa. Well, the first brisa said it was mutter. That it says you don't need a maisa. And the second brisa says it's aser. Holds that you do need a maisa to make it not muktzah. So Gemara says, no, the kuliyam will be in a maisa. No, both prices think that you don't need a maisa like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Velokasha, but what's you can answer the stiras like this? Ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Shimon. Right, the Mishnah or the brisa, sorry, that allows you to use this polish. I guess not this polish, not the polish, but the sand to polish. That's Rabbi Shimon. Right, that and the brisa that says it's aser, that's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rashi explains quickly that the Gemara now here shifts and assumes that sand does do some sort of polishing, but it's not what you're really trying to do. You're trying to clean it, and even though it might smooth it out, right? Rashi says over here, if you look at the end of Rashi, chutz mikle chesav begar tikon. Right, sorry, that was kind of left out an important part. Right, what are you doing when you polish or you clean with this sand to rub out any imperfections? So that's the malacha of mamachek, of smoothing out. So when we say that it's mutter to use this sand to polish or to clean out this kli, the silver kli, so that is going to be mutter kon Rabbi Shimon because it's davar shenu miskaven. You're trying to clean the kli. You're not trying to smooth it out with the sand. But the sand is happening when I double shade miskavim. So therefore, kon Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter, kon Rabbi Yehuda, it is aser. That's the machlokas we've had, several times already. Ha Rabbi Shimon, damar double shade miskavim. All right, now ha Rabbi Yehuda, damar double shade miskavim aser. Back in the Gemara, ha Rabbi Shimon, damar double shade miskavim is mutter. So the Gemara says 1 second. But my kibdala d'shari, how did you set up? How did you establish that brisa that is mutter? That says it's mutter. Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon. Ema seifa. But 1 second, the second part of that brisa says. avalo yichov behem saro. You're not allowed to clean your hair with this sand. Apparently, they used to do that. I don't know. It's a little weird, but okay. View Rabbi Shimon Mishra Kashari, and if you tell me it's Rabbi Shimon, he actually says it's mutter to clean your hair with sand. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Amar Beis Nazir Chofef Umefasfes. A Nazir is allowed to kind of rub his hair with Rashi writes, but chol kechol adam b'shabbos. Right, he's allowed to use sand to clean out his hair. Right, a Nazir is not allowed to take out any hairs. He's not allowed to cut his hair. Chofef Rashi says se'aro b'neter v'chol. Right, he's allowed to kind of clean out his hair with sand. Umefasfes. That's also kind of a napitz, right? To go through his hair, his hair is with by hand. Avalo sorik, but he's not allowed to comb or brush them, right? Because mistama, right? Rashi says, but misarik devade maser, because for sure if he takes a comb, that's or a brush, so he's going to pull out some hairs. So apparently, you see that Rabbi Shimon holds that it's mutter, right? You're going to tell me that it's usher. That Bryce is according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that it's mutter, right? Rashi, as Rashi explained, kechol adam on Shabbos. He's allowed to, just like a person is able to do that on Shabbos, a nazir is allowed to do that, even though it's going to end up, not even though, but because it's not going to necessarily take out some hairs. So the Ella, so the Gemara says, really, we have to change course here. Hava Rabbi Yehuda, really both prices are Rabbi Yehuda, but trei tanoi alibid Rabbi Yehuda. And they're two tanoim according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hi Tana Alibid Rabbi Yehuda Savar Gorir Vaisan Tana Alibid Rabbi Yehuda Savar Lo Gorir. It's simply Machlokes within Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says Davar Shenim Miskaven is Aser, and therefore to clean this silver kli with sand, well, it depends on whether it will polish it or not. One opinion, right? We said before we had Gemara was Mesupak was unclear as to whether sand will polish silver. So one mandamar says that it will. One mandamar says that it won't. And if you hold that it will inevitably polish the silver, then it's going to be usur, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Davar Shenu Miskaven is usur. Okay. So the Gemara says, one second, B'mayu Kimtik Rabbi Yehuda? What, are you telling me it's like Rabbi Yehuda? The Brises are like Rabbi Yehuda? Ema Seifa, say the second part of now the first Brisa. Avalpanav Yadav Raglav Mutter. But you are allowed to wash your hands, your face, your hands, and your feet with this hand. Hamabid Seyar. So one second. So that for sure that you're going to end up taking hair out of your face, right? Davar Shenu Miskaven, well, you're not allowed to take out hair. That's gozes on Shabbos. So Gemara says, Yibayis Eim Abakot. So it must be a scenario where there is no hair on the person's face. And therefore the Gemara says, Yibayis Eim Abakotan, either it's a katan, Yibayis Eim Abisha, or it could be a woman, or Yibayis Eim Abisaris, or a eunuch that does not mature and does not have facial hairs, therefore you can wash your hands and your face with this sand, that even though it would technically take out hair from someone else, but these people don't have hair on their face, and therefore it is mutter. All right. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Afar lebenta shari. Now we're going to have a bunch of random stuff that whether you can wash with these items, and whether it's going to remove hair or not, right? That's an issue, that's what we said before. But it depends on the Gemara is going to explain whether these items take out hair or not. So ofer levente is some sort of ground up levena, right? Is a brick. So you have some sort of dust or dirt from a brick or powder from a brick. You're allowed to use that. It won't necessarily take out the hair on your face. Amar Rav Yosef kuspa di yasmin shari. That's apparently ground up sesame seeds. Okay. Amar Rava. Afar pilpili shari, apparently that's ground up peppers, crushed red pepper, or some sort of pepper. Black pepper, maybe, I don't know. Maybe you're allowed to wash with that. Amar Rav Sheshes barda shari, barda is mutter, my barda, what's that? So Amar Rav Yosef, tilsa ahala, vatilsa asa, vatilsa sagar. Some sort of mixture that's one-third aloe, one-third, one of them is myrtle and one of them is violets. I'm not sure which one is which, okay? But basically, a one third of a mixture of those three things. Amar Rav Nechemei Bar Yosef, kol heichad aleka ruba aloe shaper dami. As long as you don't have a majority of aloe, then it's mutter. Because again, depending on whether this will take out hair or not on Shabbos. So, boy, my name Rav Sheshes. The answer of Sheshes. Ma'ol liftzol zaysim b'Shabbos. Totally different issue. Are you allowed to liftzol zaysim? Literally means to wound olives. Now, I don't know what that means, but Rashi explains that would take out the bitterness. Rashi says, "Al hasela lamatek miri russell." Apparently, you could like don't know, work out your arm a little bit and throw them against a rock, and that would kind of remove some of the bitterness once they were beaten and, I guess, bruised or whatever against the rock. So is that mutter to do on that on Shabbos? It's not even mutter during the week. Because your fish is old, we shouldn't have said Oakland, because you're losing food there. Once you throw an olive against the rock, so you know, you're going to, as Tosus over here, if you look on the right, Ma'olav tells Esim B'Shabbos, so he says that during the week, is Hefzed Ochlin Nifzad HaMashka Hazov Shemehen. That obviously, as you can imagine, if you throw an olive against a rock, even though the olive might get taken care of, but you're going to lose the oil. It's going to splatter a little bit, and you're going to lose some oil. So that's, you're not allowed to do that because, you know, you're not allowed to waste food. So Lema Pligu the Shmuel, let's say this Machog is against Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, Osa Adam Kol Tzarcho B'Pas, you're allowed to use bread for whatever you need. So apparently, you are allowed to do these types of things to food. So Amre Pas Lo Me'isa, no, the bread does not become disgusting. Right? When you use bread for whatever way you're going to use bread, it's not going to become disgusting. But the olive oil, so honey me'ise, when you lose the oil from the olives after it gets thrown against a rock, so that's going to become disgusting, and that's you know, wasting food, and that's awesome. Okay. Amemer, Umar Sutra, Ravashi, Havu Yasve, they were hanging out, those three Rabbanim. Aisu l'kamayu barda, they brought some barda. Right, the barda, we said, is a mixture of one-third aloe, myrtle juice, I guess, or bran, and violets. Okay, probably smelled really nice. That's the bottom line. So, what is going on? Sorry, that's the place. So, Amimer and Ravashi mashu. Amimer and Ravashi washed themselves with it, but Marzutra lo masha, he didn't, or Marzutra didn't. The way we just got done saying, Rav Sheshes said that barda is mutter. Mutter, it's not going to necessarily take out your hairs on Shabbos. It's mutter to use it, to wash yourself. Rav Mordechai said to them, that's not one of the three guys, or someone else. Rav Mordechai said, no, bar mine, forget Marzutra. Bar mine demar, forget Marzutra. Dafilu b'chol, namilos relay, because he wouldn't even do that during the week. Because he holds like this. Megar adam galde tsoa vegalde maka shal besaro b'shvil tsaro. A person is allowed to kind of, you ever get like Rechman Otzlan or Fushlaima lo aleinu, right? You get a little wound and you start picking at the scab. So that's basically what he's saying. You're allowed to pick the scab of a wound because a person is uncomfortable. But imb, and this is the important part, im bishvil liapos, but if it's to make yourself prettier, then it's usher, that's already begad isha, that's something that a woman will do, and that would be usher for a man. And therefore, Marzutra did not wash himself in this beautiful fragrance, this nice smelling stuff, because it was akin to begad isha. The inhu keman sfiro, so therefore, why did Amemar and Ravashi do that? Who do they hold like? They called ki hadatanya, like they learned, like they hold like this brisa. Rochets adam panam yofet the ragel of the choyom shvil kono. Person should wash his hands, his face, and his feet every day for his master, for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Mepnei shenemar kol pal Hashem l'maano. Right, all that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has done for himself, right, for his sake. We should look beautiful for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right, because we are creatures that Hakadosh Baruch Hu created, and therefore, we have to honor Hakadosh Baruch Hu through making our appearance decent. Okay. Now we had said in the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Kupar Mata Al Tzida Venotel Shema Yito. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had said that you have to kind of tilt over the box on the side. Right, again, you have a box, you have a pot inside, the food is there, it's insulated, they have the heat source on the bottom. He said you're not allowed to take the box out because, you know, you may come to move the stuff that you use to insulate it with, this wool, because we don't want to end up doing that, so you can just kind of tilt it. And the Chachamim said, no, you can take it out and put it back in. Again, Rav Elazar ben Azariah is nervous that you'll end up moving the wool. And the Chachamim are not so worried about that. So, Am Rabbi Abba, Am Rabbi Chiyam, Bar Ashi, Am Rav, HaKol Modim Shem Niskak La'agul Ma She'azar La'chziru. Everybody holds that if the guma, the hole, the inside of the box became messed up, meaning the wool fell into it. So then it's usher to put the pot back into it, because then you'd have to move away the wool to get the pot into the box. Everybody agrees, but it's only in a scenario where you lifted up the pot and got a perfect kind of like lift and nothing moved, right? Only in that scenario would the Rabbanon say that you're allowed to put it back. Tanai, we learned in a Mishnah. One second, hold on. This is our Mishnah. Chachamim omrin no tilu machzir. The Chachamim say you can take it out and put it back. Now, haichidami, what's the case? Idol niskal kol aguma. If it was a perfect pull, yeah, and it was nothing moved, and the hole is exactly the same, so shabikam rabbanon. So then, obviously, it's mutter, right? What the rabbanon say, obviously, you could put it back in. Why would there be a machlokes bechalal, right? You don't have to move any of the wall. So elalav afal pishin is kalkul aguma. It must be that no, that the hole got messed up, but the chachamim say that you can put it back because the wall is not mukta. So Gemara says lo, no, lo olam delo is kalkul. Really, the case in the Mishnah is where you had a perfect pull, the hole is the same. The wool did not move at all. And the machlokas is that we're concerned. Are we concerned that since you can put it back when it didn't move, are you then going to put it back and move the wool if you didn't get that perfect lift and the hole got messed up? Rabbi Elazar and Azariah are going to say that no, we are concerned that people will end up moving the wool in that scenario. Umar Sabrein Choshim Bechazal felt that we're not going to be concerned that you're going to think that the wool is mukta, and therefore you can pull it out. But if the wool fell back in and there's nowhere to put it in, so then you're not allowed to put the pot back because then the wool is mukta. Okay. Amar Rav Huna. Let's get on to Nunalef and get to the Mishnah at the top. Hai Slikusta. This is a slikusta. Slikusta is some sort of plant. Rashi writes here, just to paraphrase, that they would basically have this nice smelling plant, and the custom would be to pick it up out of the ground, smell it, and put it back in. So obviously, pulling something out of the ground on Shabbos is usur. So the question is, how can you use this plant on Shabbos? This plant, dotza, says the Gemara, shalfa v'hadar dotza shari. If you pulled it out of the ground and then put it back in before Shabbos, right? So then it's mutter to take it out again on Shabbos and smell it, right? Meaning if you ripped it out first and then kind of placed it back in the hole where you made it, so then it is mutter to take it out again on Shabbos. V'ilav, but if not, then it is usur because that's ready. You're going to move the muktzah. What is the issue of mukta? The issue we're taking it out of the ground. Hold on, one second. I assume it's mukta. Rashi says, "Dami litla l'machar l'chzira shari churcha mako moshva," because you've made already widened out the pot. But huchla k'mibol yom ve'inu mezis offer. Right, the issue is mezis offer. We're concerned that you're going to remove some mukta dirt. So again, this is not an issue of removing it if it's rooted. So you can imagine it's kind of sitting there in the hole, right? It hasn't taken root. You're not ripping out a plant, which is obviously us on Shabbos. So we're not talking about a malacha issue. We're talking about a mukta issue, right? Are we going to move the dirt when you put it back? So if you take it out erev Shabbos and put it back in the hole, so that's considered, you've made the hole big enough, and you're not going to end up moving dirt when you then take it out again on Shabbos. So that would be mutter. But if you haven't done that yet, so you're going to end up moving some dirt when you take it out, and then that's muktzah and that's asr. Amar Shmuel says, Hai sakina debene orbi. You have a knife that's stuck between a couple of bricks. Apparently that's how they would save, we put knives in a drawer, they put knives between bricks. Rashi writes, Leishtamer, right? That's where they would keep their knives, right? And you can imagine, like, we have knives, like, on a wall, like, on a magnet thing. You can imagine in a chef's kitchen, but they used to basically just stick the knives into between the bricks of their house, right? Okay, let's take it out. So Shmuel says, Dotzo shalfa vada dotzo shari. If you took it out and put it back in before Shabbos, then it's mutter, but if you love, aser. But if you didn't, then it's aser, because mistama, you're going to end up pulling out some sort of cement or something when you put it back in. Marzurta vitemer of Ashiyama, Bigordisa de Kana Shaper Dami. It's also mutter to do that with the knife thing with some reeds. If you have some reeds that are packed together, so you're allowed to put the knife and keep it in there. So the Gemara says, Amar Le, Rav Mordechai, the Rav Mordechai said back to Rav, Masiv Rav Katina Tiyufta. One second. Rav Katina says, I can disprove all these halachos from the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Kilayim. Hatomin lefes etznonos tachas hagefen. If you do hatmana, right? If you really means if you surround with dirt. Lefes is turnips. Tznonos are radishes. Underneath a gefen, a vine, a grapevine. As we're concerned for kilayim, because you're not allowed to plant two different species next to each other. So again, if you're not planting them, but you're kind of just like doing hatmana, you're kind of keeping them in the dirt underneath the vine. Imaya miktas ala of megulim. If a little bit of it was exposed, was open, inochoshesh. We're not concerned. Lo mishum kilayim, lo mishum shvias, lo mishum meiser. We're not concerned for kilayim, shvias, meiser, meaning it's not considered planted. It's not considered planted. You're not going to have to. You're not concerned about kilayim. You're not concerned about meiser. It's not considered like you planted them. They're just hidden there. V'nitlim b'shabbos, and you are allowed to take them out on Shabbos. Now you're telling me that you did hatmana with the dirt underneath a vine, right? With these vegetables, right? They're not considered planted, but they are in the ground, and you're going to take them out of the ground. And you're going to move dirt. So apparently. Even that, the Mishnah says that that's mutter. So apparently we see that we're not concerned for all these other chumras, that you have to take the knife out of the wall before and after, and you have to take this plant, the nice smelling plant, out of the ground and put it back. Apparently you don't need to. We're not concerned about the dirt that's going to move. That's already tiltil kalachar. Yeah, that's not considered actually moving the dirt, right? And it's totally fine. And therefore, tiyufta, we see that that is actually a tiyufta against all these shitas, and you don't actually have to go through all this process to make to use all those other items, the knife, the plant, etc., that we just mentioned. Okay, Shkoyach Rabosai, have a great week and have a great month. Chodesh Tov, Shavuot Tov. And we'll go Vayter Mitzvah Shem and the Shas tomorrow. I think we finished the Perek. Yeah, Mitzvah Shem, we finished the Perek. Big Schuz, then we have another short Perek in front of us. Mitzvah Shem, we'll go Vayter and the Heilige Shas.